Hare Krishna. Aim for Krishna to attain the ultimate absorption. We all may have had experiences of how absorption in something that we like can lift us out of our circumstances. Suppose somebody is, say, watching a cricket match. Then that match becomes very engrossing, and the person may be sitting in a crowded, sweaty stadium on a small, hard seat, but the person doesn't even notice that. He's completely absorbed in the match. So actually, absorption can lift one out of the circumstances. And when people often their lives are either boring or irritating or distressing, and when this happens, they want some relief, some escape, and that's why they want to absorb themselves in something. And that's why people watch, read novels, watch movies, play video games. They're all escape ways from the boredom and the burden of routine life. Now, any kind of absorption can provide some relief. But absorption in Krishna alone offers the ultimate relief. And absorption in Krishna offers not just relief, it offers satisfaction, it offers joy, it offers ecstasy. More and more positive emotions it offers. Now, why is this difference there? Some people may say, some devotees may tell devotees, okay, you like Krishna, I like cricket. You absorb yourself in that, I'll absorb myself in this. What is the difference? Oh, there's a big difference between Krishna as an object of absorption and other objects of absorption. And that difference, some aspects of that difference, we can summarize with the acronym AIM. A-I-M. So A is all attractive, I is indestructible, and M is merciful. So, all attractive. There are many things which are attractive in this world. And now if you go to the level of pure science, now how sensory attributes emerge is a mystery. Because from the subatomic world, up which where the particles have no color, no shape, no aroma, nothing. From there, how does the world of color and shape and form and aroma emerge? Science has no explanation to that. Actually, whatever is attractive, that attractiveness is infused in that by Krishna. Whatever is attractive, it manifests a spark of Krishna's splendor. So Krishna tells this in the Bhagavad Gita in 10.41. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shri madurjitam eva va tatta deva mudachatvam mama tejo amisha sambhava. So because Krishna manifests the fullness of the attractiveness, whereas others can manifest only sparks. So just as sparks can give very little illumination as compared to the whole sun. Similarly, the absorption, the attractive capacity of the sparks itself very little. And the absorption in them also can offer only little relief. So, the fact that some people find enormous relief in this indicates that how much we need relief. And we can think that even that spark can provide so much relief, how much will the whole provide? And that's what Krishna is ready to provide us. So, he's all interactive. Now, he is I, indestructible. Now, whatever we be attracted to in this world, that object is temporary, it's destructible. And its attractiveness is destructible. And often the attractiveness is destroyed even before that object is destroyed. You know, a beautiful looking form. It doesn't stay always beautiful. A talented cricketer doesn't always stay talented throughout the life. So after, unlike this, Krishna is eternal and is eternally attractive. And that's why once we become absorbed in him, then the satisfaction and ecstasy coming from that can go on eternally. And Krishna, lastly, M is merciful. Then we feel, oh, all this is just theoretical. I don't feel attracted to Krishna. I feel attracted to these things, and that's what I get, absorption and satisfaction. Yes, that may be true, but that's because of our impure condition right now. So, just as a magnet cover, as an iron covered by some rust, is not attracted to a magnet, although the attraction is natural. Similarly, presently we may not be attracted to Krishna. But if we continue, but Krishna is so merciful that Krishna is ready to purify us of this impurity so that we can become attracted to him. And for that purpose, he manifests in as many merciful manifestations of the deities, as the holy name, as the scriptures. And he also manifests in the heart and super soul. He manifests also as the spiritual guides. And through all these, he offers us support. He offers us encouragement. He offers us facilities. If we just take this and practice Bhakti Yoga, that Krishna uses miraculous omnipotence to do magic in our heart, to purify us of all impurities, and to attract us back to him. So, that is Krishna's all-attractive. That is Krishna's supremely merciful nature. And that merciful nature is our hope for getting attracted to him and staying eternally attracted to him. So, if we meditate on Krishna's qualities, his unique qualities of being all attractive, indestructible, and merciful, and we make him our life's aim, then we will gradually attain the ultimate absorption. Thank you. Hare Krishna.